Hello,
Hello.
hello. Well, looking up something. I can't find what I'm looking for. Okay, I don't see any question. Okay, how's everybody? Afraid of Hanukkah. I know exactly what we say on Hanukkah. Afraid of Hanukkah? That's Purim or Hanukkah too. Okay, I don't know. What's the proper nusach for Hanukkah? Happy Hanukkah. That doesn't sound right. But okay. What are you smiling about, Arn?
What's wrong with happy?
What's wrong with happy? I don't know. There's nothing wrong with being happy. But it just doesn't sound like it touches the right part.
That because it's been hijacked by all the secular holidays?
I don't know if happy means simcha. I don't know what happy means, maybe. They quote the Chazon Ish that says that when Yirmiyahu ain on the Vuah Shaira mitocha Simcha, the Medrash says that Yirmiyahu wrote Eicha, he was crying, and he wrote up in Nevuah. So the Chazon Ish asked the Kasha, how could he have Nevuah if he's crying? So the Chazon Ish answers, you can be happy, you can have Simcha, and still be crying. Not a steer.
Crying about
That's
the
the
like
Corban.
horrors of the Churban,
Yeah, he was crying about the korban,
and he's feeling simcha.
and he's doing simcha. So, as I was saying, happy is a little. I'm not sure if happy is the right word. Happy is like jumping.
Remember a Rebbe, and over 20 years ago, I remember Rebbe saying in Eretz Yisrael that he gets very upset. I don't know if Rebbe changed. He gets very upset when they play the song Tamid B'Simcha. And where does it say that you have to always? I remember, and we were arguing. What do you mean? Is the mitzvah to be? I'm very curious to know. And our Rebbe was adamant. We, as was Ivdu Hashem b'simcha, Rebbe said no. We get very perturbed when they play it that you have to be b'simcha, tamid b'simcha. And where does it say that you have to?
But I'm now I'm being Moira Heter that what they say b'simcha they don't mean what we call simcha.
Was that Rebbe
There's
maintaining?
it's definitely a halacha that there's sometimes you're supposed to be sad. It's the pasuk in Koheles, Eis Livchol v'Eis Litzchol.
No, but Rebbe was saying
Okay.
on the whole concept of like that on a regular day and a regular time,
No,
always
that's what I'm saying.
simcha.
There are. If to learn simcha in the simple translation that you're dancing on cars, that's not no din's tamid the simcha. But if the Chazon Ish is type of simcha that you can be crying and you're being on misavil and still feel a certain inner happiness, so that it could be you could have tamid, but I don't think that's what anyone means when they say tamid b'simcha. In other words, the Chazon Ish is saying that real simcha is some kind of inner peace with yourself.
Well, that's Reb David Shmuz.
And you're suffering and you're unhappy doesn't mean you're not besimcha. It's not a, that's why I'm saying that the word happiness and simcha are not necessarily the same meaning. Simcha, may, according to the Chazon Ish, is a
Reb David Shmuz, that Tavla,
yeah,
what? That Reb David is Medayik, that it's not just that it's better to go because you're going to have a better experience in Ruchnius. Is mashma even that there's a better simcha, right? Because that's the comparison.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if Rav David said it right at that moment or in the future. But okay, maybe. Anyway, okay, let's learn here a little bit. But it's definitely a tif. There's some tifkan here. It's not a. It's a tifa inyan. What's the definition of simcha? What does real simcha mean? You know, in the world, simcha means you get drunk, you go take drugs. You know, that's probably not what simcha means. Point that simcha means an inner peace with yourself, an inner happiness. You're doing what's right. Okay. Anyway, so let's get back to the sugya. So we have a very interesting sugya. Hello, everybody. That where we basically have a bahag that says that Ner Chanukah is one of the Taryag mitzvahs, which is a fascinating thing. That means if it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, that means it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chayra. Right? I mean, the Gemara Maka says Taryag mitzvahs siva lana b'sinai, right? That's a lashon. You know, it says An Har Sinai was given. It doesn't just say there are Taryag mitzvahs d'oraisa. It says there were tafresha up to there were the Nemer Moshe Har Sinai. I forgot the lashon of the Gemara and Makkas, but it says there beferish it was. Did the Rambam quote it? The opening line of the Rambam. I think he quoted it. I got too many svarim on my table. But I think the Rambam quoted the Gemara in Makkas.
The Rambam, it's
no. Yes, okay. So, and at that, that's the Gemara. Comes along the Bahag and says that it includes Chanukah. So, okay, it's a plea. How does Chanukah get to be Nemer B'Sinai? But the Maisa, that means there's a real Deraisa. Nemer B'Sinai. So, what I was trying to look up before the Shir, but I, you know, the same, I, that. Do you have to mean, and as again, well, we mentioned last time we were learning that there's a din of mitzvah srichas kavana. So if a person thinks, most people do not hold and know this bahag. So most people think they're being yaitzi a mitzvah derabana. And really, according to bahag, it's a mitzvah deraisa. So is that if a person thinks he's doing a mitzvah derabana and he's mechaving for a derabana, and it's really a mitzvah d'oraisa. So he's mechaving for the right mitzvah. He's mechaving to do the mitzvah of hadlakas near Chanukah. So I'm not sure if that would be a chisern of mitzvah srichas kavana. I do not know. In other words, if a person thought that sfiras ha'omer is d'rabanan, it really is d'oraisa. Is that a psul in mitzvah srichas kavana?
Well, doesn't a person also like intend, like his kavana is the mitzvah that everyone else is doing? Like, a person assumes that that's what they're doing, no? Like, yeah, even if they have.
The guy doesn't know, and his das is whatever it is, that would be good. But what if the guy's a shikol tamid chacham, and he knows the Chanukah is by the Cheshmanon, so he knows that it's a drabana, so he's convinced. He feels stark, because, you know, it doesn't have. You know, he doesn't say Adas Drabana Mikadesh. He knows I'm doing a Drabana. So, okay, I don't know. But anyway, but whatever it is, it's very interesting. According to the Bahag, it's a Deraisa. Rabbi Meltzer last time said, and I think, you know, he was here, but I think he said it, that he said, I think he said it as a question, but it's true that according to the Bahag, he would say something Deraisa the Chumrah. No, it's the Bahag counts it as a Din Deraisa. Is a Taryag mitzvah, so the chayra you should say savik deraisa lechumra. How can you not say savik deraisa lechumra? It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. which is a very big chiddush, the Bahag.
Does the din of Sabbath Doris Lachumna have to be totally on the fact that it's an official mitzvah, or maybe it could be totally on something else?
I know,
like the Prat Dinim that are like any specific din is going to be automatically there, or maybe that they're all the dinim are considered to be the Rabbanans.
I don't know.
Like the Rabbanan were the ones who promulgated the dinim specifically. So maybe
it
was a Tariag mitzvah.
Sabbath Doris Lachumna is because it's a Doraisa. And if he's
the mitzvah, but all the dinim mitzvah are the Rabbanans. Maybe all the dine mitzvah are the Rabbanans.
I don't know. It's hard. So what is deraisa? Something
the
has to be deraisa.
The mitzvah, the problem of how to do it are the Rabbanans.
Well, so sure if he did altogether. He doesn't remember if he did. Okay, so doesn't know if he did. So it's a suffix. If he did, you know, it's not a suffix whether he used olive oil or not olive oil or something. If it was a half. He's not sure if he lit, but I'm not even sure about it. I don't agree with you either, but I think in the general rule, once Rabbanan defined the Gedorah, that becomes the Raisa. We don't say that the...
Maybe that's usually what we say, but maybe like this is...
You know, by Sukkah, the Rabbanan defined what's the kosher Sukkah.
Yeah, because they're the Torah specifically.
That makes it in the Raisa. We don't say that it's that's the Rabbanan.
Yeah, but that's the Rabbanan are not like inventing dinim over there by Hanukkah. They basically are inventing the dinim.
Oh, okay. Like
they're remachadish the dinim, so that's different than
okay.
Rabbanan defining.
Pashtus is not like you. Anyway, let's see the what we did. So the question is, so the Rambam bombs out the Hag. How in the world can you say Hanukkah Jeraisa if it was in the Misakein by... It didn't happen. It wasn't at Har Sinai, right? That was the Rambam's Gasha. So the Rambam says to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai told them that when Hanukkah comes about, you should keep Hanukkah. The Rambam says that's very daichik, right? That the Rambam gives that suggestion to answer the Bahag. But at Har Sinai, Hashem said, that's in the second page of the Rambam. The Rambam, basically, the way he defended the Bahag was that the Bahag held that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Reyes and Daylan, and Hashem knew there's going to be a mace of Hanukkah. That Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Right? That's if you see that on the second page of the Rambam. I think on the first time we sent the Rambam, I'm pretty sure. So the Maisa, there's a big advantage of that pshat, because if you assume such a thing, there's a giant shaita also about how we get out of Baal Taisis, right? There's a lot of different sugyas here floating around. Then how do you get out of Baal Taisis? How does Hanukkah and Mikra Megila get out of Baal Taisis? Right, because that's in the very Nogea sugya. Why is that so Nogea? Who knows? Halacha Lemaisa. Because there's a big tumult whether the Yom HaTzmaut is a question about Taisis. In other words, most Rabbanans are, I mean, this is what they say here too. Most Rabbanans are Gedarim. So a Geder, there's no Isser about Taisis to make a Geder. You want to make up your own gather, it's a mitzvah, also mishmeres and shmishmarti. So there's a mitzvah essay to make a gather, and every person is maybe even mitzvah to make his own gedarim. If I know that I have a certain weakness, and when I go to a certain place, I end up always doing an aveira. There's a guy there that when I go sit at the dining room at his table, I always speak lashon hara with him. Then it's a mitzvah to make a gather. I'm not going to sit there. And that's not Baal Taisif. That's also Mishmeres and Mishmarati. But mitzvahs that have no shaykhs to the Torah, They're brand new mitzvahs. So Pashas asked Baptisis. So the big tumult, and that's why we find in the Gemara and Megillah that it wasn't so Pashas that Esther was able to be Mitzaken Purim, right? The Gemara and Megillah says that Esther had to go to the Rabbanan, and there was like it took a whole year or something that they had to find the Mekor for Purim in the Torah or something. No, I don't know the Gemara and Megillah. Anyone about Bucky and Megillah? So it was a shayla, worship shop, because there's a shayla about Taisus.
Yeah.
So there's a tumult. I'm not saying I'm not passing a big akandai. There are those who want a tumult that Hanukkah and Purim, somehow or another, we get around about Taisus, especially according to the Bahag, because they're really deraisas. So they're really deraisas. So you get around Bal Taisif, there's no problem Bal Taisif. But Yom HaTzmud, unless you can use the same Svara that they used to make Hanukkah and Purim Deraisa, you make Yom HaTzmud Deraisa. But I would suspect that's a little rachik, but it could be. They're on one of his Svaras because it's whatever, you maybe. But Pashas, we wouldn't say that. So then it's not so simple that's not a direct that's not necessarily about Taisus. I once heard a share from Rav Gifter on this Shaila, whether Yom HaTzmud was a Shaila about Taisus.
What did he come out?
I don't remember. But it really was a share of of when
which part is about Taisus?
What?
Which part is about Taisus?
No, there's an Isser about Taisus. So I drabana make all drabanas. Why isn't every drabana about Taisus? So the Rambam, I don't have the Rambam here, but the Rambam says beferish, the reason why a drabana is not about Taisus is because they made it as a getter for the deraisa. But it's mash, so that's why it's not about Taisus, because they didn't make it as a new din. They made mupsa is a getter for a deraisa din.
So but Erevin, according to the Shita, is that it's not the rice, the machlekes tanaim, or whatever. But I'm saying okay, that's not.
Also, was made some kind of gather for the rice, but the you have to what motivated them to make it. But Hanukkah and Purim, they weren't making it for the rice; they were just making it for the new.
Maybe they were gedarim to as zikaru to klaisul could maintain a certain like madriga.
Okay, Parshat Shad is it was
Erevin allows them to carry. Erevin allows them to carry. Allows them to go out. Allows them to go more.
Yeah. So, okay, but so that's not a. That's a. That's okay. I don't know. Anyway, okay, but that's it. So let's look at this one here. So the Maisa, and just say that according to the Bahag, that says as a Deraisa, there's a big plus that it solves besides solving others. The site is, I mean, the Rabban himself says this. The reason why, you know, the Rambam attack on the Bahag is why don't you count every single Durabban? So the Rabban himself says this clearly, that obviously the Bahag only counts Durabban that are not Gedarim. The Bahag counts the Durabban is Nir Chanaga, Mikra Megillah, Meya Brachas, Nichum Avedim, Biker Choyim, Bikuras Ameis, Parshas Arumim, Tkufas, and Shmona Asayam Nigras Ahado. So none of those are Gedarim. Those are
Mikra Brachas on Kuras Ameis.
I don't know.
Like on the Kuro.
No, we don't make a Brachas on Ben Adam Nechaveiro. No mitzvah, any mitzvah in other chaver, we don't make a bracha. But Kuras Ameis, I don't know, because the reason they usually say you don't make a bracha in other chaver because maybe the other party won't want. You know, he's ready to give the anistaka, maybe he'll reject it. I know Kuras Ameis, it's a little bit hard for the mace to reject it. So I don't know why. But okay, but we don't make a ben other chaver.
Just one quick question, but the Bahag is considering each one a mitzvah by itself, or they're all the raisa via Lois Asuru?
No. Either each one, The Bahag, I believe, counts each one as a separate mitzvah.
And it's not through Lois Asura.
In his Taryag mitzvahs, he makes, yes, you know, otherwise the Rambam's kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Was the Rambam, he counts each of these as a separate mitzvah. In other words, he gives mitzvah one, near Chanukah, mitzvah two, Mikra Megillah, mitzvah three, Meya Brachas, Mikra four, Nicham Aveda, Hallel. Each one's a separate mitzvah. So the Rambam asks the kasha, so why don't you count other drabbanans? So the Rambam's answer, which everyone says the same, that this basic answer, is that the Bahag is only counting drabbanans that are not gedarim. Drabbanans that are gedarim, so those are batal to the deraisa, right? So the Bahag is counting drabbanans that stand alone. So I'm saying it's very good because otherwise it would be about Taisit. So it makes sense that the Bahag, in that sense, Gupa, all these mitzvahs that stand alone, there is a problem. Why aren't they about Taisit? Rabbanan made up a new mitzvah. So the Bahag, somehow or another, makes all these derisas. Okay, let's look at some of these svarim instead of us talking out of our hat. How do they answer the Bahag? So I sent three different svarim that gives three different answers. So the Rabban gives a whole bunch of answers. So let's look at first the Rabban. So I have page number one I sent. It's Tshuva Shlishis.
He spends most of the time saying that's a siag. He takes care of siag.
I can't hear you.
The Ramban only takes care of the siag l'tara.
I don't understand what he is. What?
The Ramban only defends the Bahag in terms of their siag to the Torah.
What's the siag?
That's a defense.
Yeah, there.
I don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I don't follow. That Chanukah is a siag or Chanukah is not a siag?
No, he's not discussing Chanukah. He's discussing all the others. Gzera, Gzeras are not there. They're only, defenses.
In other words, they don't count. All right, so let's read inside this Ramban. At the beginning, I'm going to skip the first part. The Das Baal Halach was Gedoyet Bezeh.
I'm sorry, my phone died, Rebbe. What Rebbe answered to Sandy? My phone just died in the middle. That Lo Sasor, when the Rambam says Lo Sasor, and that might be the source, and then he has the kashas from all the others. So if it's Lo Sasor, that gives me positive mitzvahs I say because of Lo Sasor?
The Rambam also agrees. The Rambam says that every Dirabanan is a Lo Sasor. That's the Kubao approach. Every time you do a drabanan, you get agav a deraisa of lo sasser. But the Bahag is seemingly saying that these mitzvahs are unique. That they have their own separate mitzvah deraisa. They get their own separate mitzvah deraisa. That's why they're counted in the Taryag mitzvahs. Each one is counted separately. Not one.
So what's the Rambam doing by bringing in those sorcery? He's saying maybe the source is from Gemara and Shabbos. I thought that's what he brought it in. Maybe the source of Gemara and Shabbos.
Gemara and Shabbos says that you make a bracha. So that may be where the Bahag saw that it's a deraisa. But he said, but according to that, so you should make a count deraisa. Every Drabbanan, because every Drabbanan is Lo Sasser. Because that's good for the Rambam's cash on the Bahag. He says, if you're going to say that the Bahag soars, because we make a bracha, if we wouldn't make a bracha, it must be its deraisa. So then every Drabbanan is also Lo Sasser. So every Drabbanan, Muxus should be deraisa, should be counted. And every Drabbanan should be counted in Taryag Mitzvahs. That was the Rambam's kasha. And the Bahag.
Right, but Mamanashach, if we can make a separate mitzvah, then the Gemara should answer because the reason why you make a bracha is because this is a mitzvah, really, daraisa.
That's a good gash on the Bahag. Once we're going to have to read these svarim, if they're going to come along and make a different mitzvah? That is an excellent question on the Bahag. You see that? Something I like that. I haven't gave you a compliment. The Bahag obviously is not just working with Lo Sasser. At least according to it really depends. The Marganisa Tova is learning that the Bahag is working with Lo Sasser. But at least the Ramban is not worrying. Most people do not learn that the Ramban is that the Bahag is working with Lo Sasser. They're learning that the Bahag has its own, it's a separate mitzvah deraisa, right? Someone says that it's he quotes this, I think it was in the Oyla Shmuel. He says that it's in the mitzvah of Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. Is that what he said?
Well, isn't every mitzvah Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim?
He said that once the Torah wrote Kiddush. Of Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, so the Torah is telling you that you're supposed to remember the Nisim. And once the Torah tells you you're supposed to remember the Nisim, so if there's a different nace, you're also supposed to remember it. So that becomes a deraisa.
But then, like, every mitzvah deraisa is also, like, the zeichel.
That's already a different level. This is, like,
not I mean, every kiddush, every, like, half of all brachos seem to mention mitzvah.
Okay, somewhere. But it's we're not remembering in Tzias Mitzrayim. We're remembering, if you look on this Oyla, I'm jumping, the Sefer Oyla Shmuel. If you look in the Oyla, okay, I'm jumping down to the because of Shmuel's question. It's sheet number 3, about a third way from the bottom. It starts with Ramban Himlitz, Ba'ada Bahag. The Chomash also Chazal, the Siyag together in the midst of the Raisa, Ain Lechosh for the Klal Mitzvahs. And there's something that the Siyag doesn't count. Although Oyza Mitzvah Shetiknu Chazal Al Davar. Nais is Ikarin, Hey Mia Torah. The Masha Sibon Hashem Lahidus of the Haran, Nisim Shasan, and our Yam Siyat Mitzrayim. Cain is Tavdinu, but called Darvador, the whole Haran nation called Darvador. In other words, it's like with Darvish time in the Kra.
Well, then also Yom Hasmut too.
Okay, and Achinami, according to this far, you could argue that you come to Raisa. But he's saying that with Darvish time in the Kra. And when the Torah wrote a mitzvah to make a mitzvah of Pesach, Shad is the Torah is saying that you should make a yontif out of you should remember the nisim that Hashem did for you. So if there's a new nase, that Hashem was Goyal Klal Yisrael, like Purim and Chanukah. So therefore, it's included in that mitzvah deraisa of the same mitzvah deraisa that is it's included in the mitzvah that we're supposed to thank for the nase of Mitzrayim, right? That's what he says, right? The those who know that the famous thing, the Ramban says almost the exact same thing by the months, right? Very famous Ramban that it says Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. So how does the Ramban learn Pshat Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim? He learned that's a mitzvah essay deraisa to count Nisan 1, because by saying Nisan 1, you're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Frek the Ramban Akasha, if it's a mitzvah essay deraisa to count Nisan 1, how come we don't do that? We don't call it 1, we call it Nisan. No one, by calling it Nisan, there's no way of knowing that it's Rosh Chodeshim. So we're being mevatel the mitzvah sase deraisa. Ramban's kashas. What does Ramban answer? Who's a baki in Ramban and Chumash? Yeah, you got to know this. Ramban answers because the reason why these months that we use are not in the Torah altogether. They came, these are the Lashon of the months that were in Bavel. These are from Bavel, these are the names. Chazal, when they went out Yitzias Bavel, they wanted to make a Zecher of Yitzias Bavel. So they took away the mitzvah deraisa of saying the first month is Nisan to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they substituted it using the word Nisan to remember the Nes of Yetzias Bavel. So what the Rabban basically says, that it's equivalent. You're yitzi the mitzvah of Achayesh Hazad Lachem, which is to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, which by saying the first month, by saying Nisan, which remembers Yetzias Bavel. Because the fact that when you say Nisan, you say, why is it, where did this name come from? Because we were in Bavel. We got the Babylonian names. Oh, so how come we're not in Bavel anymore? We went out of Bavel. So saying Tishrei, Nishrei, Cheshrei, whatever, we're remembering Yetzias Bavel. So that's and that becomes a din d'oraisa, because it's a substitution for the din d'oraisa of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Ramban says, everyone jumped on Ramban, how can you do such a thing? But that's what he says, that the Rabbanan were able to, they understood the time of the mitzvah, that instead of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, we remember Yetzias Bavel. So that's pretty much what this Edus Shmuel, Ola Shmuel, quoting the Ramban. I didn't photocopy this Ramban. Ramban has like 10 different answers for the Bahad. That the since Yetzias Mitzrayim, we learn out from the fact that that Hashem gave a mitzvah to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there's who are then a mitzvah to celebrate Yetzias Bavel, and Yetzias and the Nes of Chanukah, and the Nes of Purim. So Shmuel asks, which is a good kasha, and I don't know the answer offhand. So when the Gemara asked on Shabbos, Heichen Tzivanu, so why does the Gemara say Heichen Tzivanu? According to this answer, why the Gemara picked Lo Sasser? They could have given a different answer. They could have said Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, that's what Shmuel is answering. Okay. Right. I'm not sure. Maybe. Okay.
I didn't get that question. Can Rebbe repeat the question?
According to the Zodinus Shmuel quotes the Ramban's answer for the Bahag.
Zeichel Nes.
What?
Zeichel Nes.
Zeichel Nes, and that's learned out from the Nes, from the mitzvah of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. When the Torah wrote a pasuk Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, we sometimes we're Dorish time in the Kra, and then because there is such a concept that we do find, even though we pass and we're not Dorish time in the Kra, but that's only that we're not Dorish time in the Kra, to change the pasuk. But we do find that at times we're Dorish time in the Kra. For example, the Rosh says that you might say, today, you're yitzin in the midst of writing a Sefer Torah by buying Svarim, or writing Svarim, right? They saw that because today we don't learn from a Sefer Torah. So we do find that in the Svarim, that sometimes we are Derech time in the Kra, and we explain the Din D'oraisa in different than the way it's exactly in the Torah, to include more things. So when Torah says write a Sefer Torah, it includes buying Svarim. For the many people, that's a mitzvah deraisa. So when it says, so here what he's saying, the Torah said, remember the Nisim Yetzias Mitzrayim. So included in that pasuk is remember all Nisim. So remember the Nisim, any geula that you have, remember it. So Shmuel asked, so when the Gemara in Shabbos asked the Kasha, the Heichen Tzivanu, so the Gemara answers Lo Sasser. So, or it gives the other pasuk, the Machlekes in the Gemara.
Shalavicha.
What? I'm sorry?
Shalavicha.
Shalavicha, thank you. So he's saying that the Chayra, according to this person, the Gemara could have given another pasuk, which would have been even doesn't need to give a better pasuk, but they could have quoted the pasuk as Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because according to the Bahag, your Yotzi, when you light your Hanukkah candles, your Yotzi, the mitzvah deraisa, of Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not like a new form of Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's why it's counted as a separate mitzvah. We count Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, and this mitzvah of Chanukah, which is a derivative of Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, is also a separate mitzvah because it's a separate mitzvah, it's a derivative. So Shmuel was asking the Gemara should have quoted that pasuk. Okay, I don't know the right there. That was the question. Is that okay?
Yeah, maybe that's Shas and Nisim Lavasenu.
What? I don't know. That's the bracha. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, let's go. So I don't know, but let's go back to Rabban. I would assume the answer is just is that they didn't have to. In a chinami, they could have, but they had the saucer is good enough. Because if you would have quoted the name, so if Zechus in Mitzrayim, then it wouldn't encompass answer other drabbanans, like Lulav. You know, that's good. That's what this Oda Shmuel was saying. So the Gemara wanted to give a pasuk that would help for other drabbanans also. There's even though they're only asking on Chanukah, but in the back of their head, the Gemara knows you're going to have the same kasha by other drabbanans too, by other mitzvahs too. How do we make a bracha on Lulav? So Lulav is not a Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lulav is only because of Lo Saser. So they had to give Lo Saser. I don't know if that's a little daichik. I don't know if that's so terrible that they gave Lo Saser. In other words, Lo Saser is a better answer because it answers more cases. Okay, anyway, let's read the Ramban. That's by halachas gedayim is that on a face even over chaykehi. She called there. She goes rachamim lasay siyag l'tayra. But on the ego be sure deraisa ain't above a chesh b'zeh. Ki inyan shor shishes b'chames. So of the rabban harchaka yisera. Ki hecha the on the ego be sure deraisa. Zu ain't a mitzvah ba'atzma. She ruinim dais. That's not a separate mitzvah. I will get there in the mitzvah der shor tayra. Now because it's like it's brought up in the mitzvah deraisa. V'cherek mimenu. V'kshniyeh sekur mishum tzrach hein. V'tam gzeiro ashrasam. V'shamar b'gemara yivamis. Hacha ilav shniyeh kapaga b'erva. Sham amro oed hiku v'gzeiro na megan v'gzeiro gzeiro gzeiro. Amar rabba atakur gzeiro. V'av gzeiro gzeiro nino. Harei shikur gzeiro tein. Avon mikra v'gira nir chanukah v'hanam e'er brachas. Kol shimon ha'alachas. Mitzvah if they ask me just have a man best in a godo. The Abe Mishum Gzeira, Varachokam Isuri Taira. The Abe Ashnias Kamkain of Mitzvahu, the Lav del Saucer. She Abe Indian Bimashwaz of Taira, and a Homi Fom Likos of Isuri Taira. And a Abe became this little Mitzvah's essay, Shwarnish Mishmarti. Okay.
What is he doing with this part? It was a beautiful answer up to this point.
So I don't know, but what, I don't get the answer yet. So he's answering. What's his answer? He's saying the reason why he didn't count the other mitzvahs is because they're batal to the din deraisa, because they're that the thing they're a batal in deraisa, but these mitzvahs are not batal to the din deraisa. But they're not deraisa. So how can you say it's a deraisa? Though how can you? Maisa was made by the rabbanan.
There's no problem. It's Lo Saser. Before Bez and Agadol was Lo Saser. The whole kasha was the Rambam's made that if you go to Lo Saser, if you don't have a question of where all the other, why not include all the other mitzvahs, then it takes off the Rambam's kasha and you're back to Lo Saser. So everything's good. I think that's what Sandy's asking. So why you start with the second part with bringing in Bez and Agadol? Once you take off the Rambam's problem, now I'm good to go.
In other words, he's saying that the Lo Saser once it's a Rabbanan use a saucer, and they make it, and they make it a din deraisa. So the other Rabbanans, he's saying, so that the thing that the other Rabbanans are not an saucer. He's saying, the Eloshi is gabian of this bechud alav del saucer.
I wasn't even going that far because the Rambam is addressing a specific question that the Rambam has. The Rambam is saying, yeah, once you already did that, you should also include others. So however the Rambam is saivel, yeah, that we did the other ones, yeah, the Rambam is saying, however you want to learn it, fine. But you had a taina that if you did these, you know, why aren't you doing the others? So that, he's telling you, I have a chiluk.
Right. Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, so but I don't know what he's starting with after that, you know, the Elo Hashnios.
Because it could be that the Shnios would be El Sasser.
This is a big tumult.
He just said that the Shnios is a Siag Vegeder. And we know that a Siag Vegeder, he just said that those are part of the Doraisa of the Kamitzvah, of the original Mitzvah. They're not a separate Mitzvah.
Right, in other words, they're included.
Right.
Just like we have a lot of mitzvahs to raise.
I thought I saw some of the proportion discuss shnius as a problem.
Sorry, we can't hear you. Sorry.
Some of the proportion don't like the parents of shnius.
I think shnius are different. I mean, Malta's trying to say that shnius would not be stomach as a gather. The saying is some proportion. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Although initially he is saying that it is.
It's a kasha. How do you look at shnius? Shnius with divrei seifrim. So how do you look at shnius?
But he did before already say v'ashnius v'ashnius kula b'shum srachen u'mitam gzera osper osan k'mo shamu b'gmor yevamos. So he's including it in that in the first answer that he gave.
Right. That if you look on the same page, that the Megillas Esther says. Right in the beginning, the Nira Li Kiatsoas Haramban is about right. This is the first paragraph, the second paragraph. Shilo Hitnis Shnias Beminion Tova Himaoi, they mock on the feet of the Rav Cloud, Kimi Akrosh Shnias Nikna together of Sia and Kasha Rais, Shantara Harev Kechelik Mea Mitzvah, the Ainim Noiso.
What does the Rambam think they are?
What is that? I don't know. Anyway, but what he's what are you asking?
Then what's the other side to shnius? I'm just, is it that it's a chelik of another mitzvah, like he uses that lashon later than Miguel's Esther, or it's Rambam thought it's a separate mitzvah that the Rabbanan came along with stamazoi, not because it's a geder?
No, because of it's a geder, they made a mitzvah. The geder was a motivation, but it's a dinder takanat Rabbanan. The motivation for the takana was simple. Pshat is the geder is just a motivation, but the ma'isa, now that they made the takana, it's a drabana. I don't care what the motivation was. That's why the takana continues even when the reason doesn't apply. So we don't really care what the motivation is. Now that they were mizakin, it's a din drabana. So every Rabbanan, so Chanukah, the Rabbanan had a motivation because they wanted to remember the Nes. Shnias, the Rabbanan had a motivation because they wanted to make a gather. But the Nes, they're all the same. The Rabbanan were Misakim because they were motivated. That would be the best Pajim Shan the Rambam. But the Ramban saying that the Bahagos, that when something's a gather, so it's included, it's bottled to the Deraisa. So it's not... It's not that it's not a derai. It can't count it as a separate mitzvah because it's bottled and it's in deraisa. But this is not bottled. So the way the Ramban is entering the Bahag, this teretz is not making Chanukah really more chomer than any other mitzvah. No, in other words, it sounds like a little bit of a nafkamina between this teretz and the Ramban and the teretz of the Ramban of the Oda Shmuel. The Oda Shmuel's teretz and the Ramban was saying that the mitzvah of Chanukah is more chomer than any other regular drabanan, because the mitzvah of Chanukah is a takeoff of a din deraisa of Zechus Yis Mitzrayim. We're Darish time of the Kra, so therefore it's a real mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban is saying, and this is the Ramban they're reading now, is that Avada is a drabanan, and it was made by Bez and Agado, doesn't fit into the din deraisa. It just does that like God though have authority because of those saucer. So every other drabanan also they have authority of those saucer. There it is, but every other drabanan, we're not gonna count it because it fits into the din deraisa. So according to this Ramban's answer, we're not saying that these are more chomer, right? No, I think that's shot. According to the big nafkamina alocha, would you say subik to Rabbanan l'chkula, according to the Bahag? According to this chat of the Ramban, the Bahag is not saying that Nir Chanukah is more chomer than the other Drabbanan. If anything, other Drabbanans the other Drabbanans don't get counted in the Raisa because they're already counted, because they're included in the Iker Muktzah included in Shabbos. So Muktzah is included in Shabbos. You don't have to count it. But it's not that Muktzah is any less chomer. Muktzah is also low saucer, pashtas. But it's just that since it's included in Shabbos, so you're not going to mention it by itself. But here, where it's not included, there's nothing else to include it, so you have to mention it itself. But he's made it just a drabbanan. It's made by Bez Din Agado. Bez Din Agado, it's no different than any other drabbanan, except the other drabbanan, they were able to fit it into the deraisa. So you didn't have to give it its own shame mitzvah. So according to this teretz, it's not. I don't think it's mistavra that Nir Chanukah is going to be more chomer than any other drabbanan, just because it can't fit into a deraisa. Therefore, it becomes more chomer. That doesn't sound right.
And it teals the dayim.
But according to the Oinas Shmuel, it's not. Which quoted also a Ramban's answer. It's not true, because this is a special, unique Drabbanan, because this Drabbanan, they were Dairish time in the Krah, and they put it into the Din Torah of Zechus Yis Mitzrayim.
Right, but on the Tils Adayim.
On the Tils Adayim, he doesn't count. Does the background count on the Tils Adayim?
Yeah, Mea Brachas. Okay, let's say Mea Brachas.
Mea Brachas. Yeah, well, okay.
What about the Bikur Cholin, Kuras Mesim? Those are not Ishvachtak, you know, on a mitzvah.
What?
What about Bikur Cholin, Kuras Mesim, Halbosha Sarumim?
Who are you asking on? Which person?
On the Oda Shmuel.
I don't know. He doesn't explain that one yet. He didn't explain. Obviously, the answer that it's Zerichus Yis Mitzrayim would not explain those.
Well, but he's trying to say that that's what the Ramban meant, no?
No, but what I'm assuming, he's doing divide and conquer. In other words, he's giving an answer for Mikra, Megillah, and Chanukah. Bikur Cholin, the other ones, is a different answer. The truth is, those is not so shvir, because there's a pasuk deraisa of a after Eacha Kamoicha. So Poshet Pshat, they are. Bikur Cholin, Pashas is a mitzvah deraisa. Pashas, if you do Bikur Cholin, you're mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Yahavta Re'acha Kamoicha. So the Bahag is not so shver when he writes Bikur Cholin Avonas Hameh, Kuras Hameh, etc. Because those are all forms of the mitzvah deraisa of after
Yachak Avaycha. Yeah, but how can you put it in the Ramban?
Yeah. Mark? I just saying the Pilos of Daim and Erevin. I'm sorry, Sandy, go ahead.
No, no, go ahead.
Wait, the Bahag said, I'm trying to remember which one the Bahag said. The Bahag said, Chanukah, Megillah, Mea Brachas, Nicham Avim, Mikachon, Lagoras Hameis, Avosh Arubim, Kufos, and Lingwer Hadel. Doesn't say Netzidas Yadayim.
And that would clearly mean Bracha, Shekhar Deshanim and Soysa.
Right, so Bracha, the Bracha, Enoch and Ami, the Rabban agree, the Bahag agrees that you make a bracha for an al-sasser, even on a drabbanon. Enoch and Ami, we're not getting. That's what everyone's saying. The fact that you make a bracha per se does not make it into its own mitzvah. But the reason why, according to this teretz, Ramban, is that the tzidus yadayim is not counted, is because it's a geder. The tzidus yadayim is probably a geder for you should be ochel truma betuma, right? That's the pashtus. So it's a siyug. So any siyug, he's saying, is not going to be listed as its own separate mitzvah. But Chanukah, according to it's not a siyug, so it has to be listed as a separate mitzvah.
Right, but the Ramban is clearly saying in Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Halel, Mea Brachos, V'kol Shemena'on Baal Halachas Gedolos, meaning everything that the Baal Halachas Gedolos said, yeah, are not Mishum Gezerah V'Harchaka.
Right, right.
So according to the Ola Shmuel, yeah, how do you explain those, the Nicham Avelim and Bikur Cholim?
The Ola Shmuel is not necessarily going on this teretz in the Ramban. The Ramban has like five different teretzim. I don't know. I'm saying is that I suspect that he uses divide and conquer. It's not a siyug. Then how does it become deraisa? In other words, the things that are siyugs, Rabbana made, according to the Ola Shmuel, I think that he's the easiest. Things that are siyugs, the question is, why did Rabbana make this takana?
So he's basically quoting the Ramban, but he's chopping the Ramban. He's saying, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to apply it only to part of what you're saying.
I suspect that. Listen, we didn't read all the Rambans. I don't know.
No, but he's quoting, it seems like he's quoting this Ramban.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because I don't know. I don't know if this way. Because I didn't read all the Rambans. There's like five Rambans here.
No, but he's saying, the Kol Ma She'asu Chazal L'Siyag V'Geder L'Mitzvahs D'Oraisa unless he used it in this idea in another
I don't know. But it makes sense what he's saying. In other words, he's saying like this. What we were saying in the beginning is Siyag is not included. Now, why do they make these dinim? So the Chanukah and Purim, they learned it out from the Purim, from the mitzvah of Zecher Siyag Mitzrayim. So it's Deraisa. The other ones they learned out from Behatr Yachak Kamaycha. So also, it comes from the deraisa. So there's a deraisa dika mikor. But what I just think that it's different. I don't see. I mean, and I agree. I don't think that he's calling our Ramban, because if he is, he's adding something more than our Ramban. Our Ramban does not say anything about that. It's that because we darsh in the time of making a zikaron to the nays, right?
I thought he was putting it into the Ramban, but it could be that it's a separate Torah, so it's a different.
Because like you said, and like Shmuel, like Aaron said, and Shmuel said, the Ramban was happy with Osasar, right? The Ramban only, you said it right, everyone said it right. Whoever said it, I don't remember who said it. The Rambam was only objection to the Hag was, why don't you count everything else? So he has an answer. You don't count everything else because they're bottled to a deraisa. But you don't need he didn't need to make, the way the Ramban is saying it, in the Ramban that we read, there's no need to bring in that Hanukkah is because of Pesach. You just say this Hanukkah is not Bato. Since it's not Bato, it's not Bato. Anything that's not Bato is counted by itself, right? So it sounds like this is a different answer. It sounds like he's saying that where did the, you know, there's, we have to try and understand where the Chazal got the right to make a mitzvah. It's also, I don't know whether it's a question about Taisav or Stam. Why would the Chazal make new mitzvahs? So when it's a siyag, we know why the Chazal made it. But here it's not a siyag, so why they make it? There it says they made it because they learned from Purim, from Pesach. Oh, so then it's a deraisa. Wait, it sounds like it's a different answer. I don't know.
Rebbe said last week that the Ramban, and that's why we went to this Ramban, is that there's something special about Beis Din HaGadol versus even someone else's time.
The Ramban says that the Ramban here says Beis Din HaGadol.
Right, but I didn't see where.
We're running out of time. But if you looked at the Marganisa Tava, you ran out of time. The Marganisa Tava, that's his answer for the Rambam. The Marganisa Tava's answer is that only times that the Bahag says something's deraisa, if it is made by Beis Din HaGadol, and the other drabbanans were not made by Beis Din HaGadol. Right, that's the Marganisa Tava's answer, right? You see the sheet number two. About 20 lines from the bottom. Ed Avadai, do other Ashurka Bharti. The Ego Achokam Miklao Lavda Sandra. I said, Koma Sheda Masha Goshu, take the bed that I go to Shalayim, and this is the goddess. The call shard that called in her bed, the God of Shire, this is a God of Tiglu. The Timothy is a hood, this is a goddess. Oh, there's a beyond them, but Usha Sharmi Kaimis. So that's, he wants to say that there's only a low saucer. It is made by Beis Din HaGadol. Okay, anyway, so that's what that he says. That he wants to say this is, I don't think that's in the Mekubo, you know. The Mekubo of Pshat is Ososer is even if you have Beis Din Bizman Hazeh. You know, the Mekubo in the world is if the Takat Chayin Rabbeinu Gershon is a Din of Ososer. But this Marganisa Tava wants to say that you only get Ososer if it's made by Beis Din HaGadol. Ramban is also a little mashra that way, no? The Ramban that we read just before, because he makes the point. Yeah. That was made by Beis Din HaGadol.
I thought they were saying the same.
Yeah, the Kohosan Shmuel style would be Beis Din HaGadol. But it's Mashman, in other words, the Shaila would be if Drabana makes some Drabana today, I say the Gemara. Beis Din HaGadol, I don't think the Gemara is Beis Din HaGadol. You know, let's see. Ramosha said you shouldn't wear a watch because you might come to carry. I know the belt is not, a lot of people don't keep that Ramosha. But assuming, you know, are you Mikayim Lo Saucer? So, you know, there's, I think the world holds that you are Mikayim Lo Saucer. I think that's the rate in the world is that, you know, Ein Lecha Beis Din in your day. So if you listen to the Beis Din in your day, you're Mekayim the saucer. And it makes no difference which Beis Din. But they're on back. What?
Doesn't the Mesil Sisharm say, like in Hasidus, that every mitzvah has a Ratzon Hashem that includes a lot more than just the specifically articulated like part of the mitzvah? But also included, no?
But we don't
so the Mestama listening to Rav Moshe has definitely included the Chal the Inyan.
Yeah, but we don't usually know what that rutzen is. So therefore,
yeah, but sometimes like listening to Moshe Bistamba is in that rutzen. That's the point. Like Hashem wants us to listen to the gedola.
No, that's it. But according to this Marganusa Tava, the only those saucer is only when it's better than Agado. That's what the Mashmalos and the Ramban. That yet now then only you need a better than Agado to get a
to be the official Lo Sasser, but Lachori is still Makayim it somewhat when you listen to Moshe. It's not like it's all or nothing.
Okay, that I don't know. I
think all of those things like Bika Cholam, he holds that we're all by Bezdin Agadol enacted, Bika Cholam.
I don't know. He's not discussing Bika Cholam. I don't know. But he says the answer for the Ramban is that some were made by this, that they were made by Bezdin Agadol. That's the Raisa. That has a din deraisa.
Yeah, the Rambam says that the loving your wife is the Rabbanan.
What?
The Rambam says that Chayin Tzivu Chachamim is the Sheyav Adam is Ishto Yosem Yigufo. So,
okay, I mean, I think the Rambam holds that all the Rabbanans are Los Sasa. That's why the Rabban asks the Kasha on the Rambam that why do we say something to Rabban Nikula? That's good for the Machlekas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that every Rabbanan is Los Sasa. And that's Google what the Rambam asks on the Bahag. What they right? Just to give the Chesed, I just want to finish and then we go let your people go. The Chesed is like this: the Rambam, the Bahag said because it's Deraisa. So the Rambam asks every Drabbanan is also Deraisa. So then you should count every Drabbanan because every Drabbanan is a Lo Sasser. Break the Ramban on the Rambam. If every Drabbanan is a Lo Sasser, why do we say Shavit Deraisa the Chumrah? So the Ramban's answer is that not every Rabbana is the Lo Sasser. Only Bezal Agado, because that's where they're quoting it, that only Bezal Agado Rabbanas are Lo Sasser. But other Rabbanas are not Lo Sasser. Okay, that's good, but why the Ramban explains why we say Shavik Rabbana Nikula. But Allah, I suspect we pass it like the Rambam, that every Rabbana is a Lo Sasser.
Could they also be in the other Pesukim?
What?
Couldn't they be in the other psukim that tell that Mitzavah is listening to the Chachamim? There's more, even besides also Kachol Asher Yerucha.
Rabban's kasha was, if every Rabban is deraisa, we should say Savik deraisa the Chumra. So if you're going to say it's learned from a Pasuk, then we should say Savik deraisa the Chumra.
So every single Pasuk, every time the Torah says anything about listening to the Chachamim is all about Dafka, the Senator of Gadol, then, according to this?
According to Rabban, according to the Ramban, any when we say Savit Deraisa Rabbana Kula means that there's no din deraisa to listen to Rabbana. Okay,
doesn't Shalavicha v'yageidcha zekenecha v'yomulach is not mashma Sanhedrin Agadol, no? Shalavicha v'yageidcha.
The Ramban is learning, it's only the Rez Agadol, I think so.
How does that make any sense? How does that fit the puzzle?
Because otherwise, he has a problem. He should say something.
But you can't. That gives the right to like completely write out the puzzle. Okay. In the says otherwise.
Okay. Listen, we'll look up the Ramban where he talks about it, where he discusses subject to the Chumah. Let me find that Ramban and I'll try and send it to you. Okay. All right. I'm going to stop here. All right. Yishikayah. Okay.
Thank you.
What are we doing tomorrow?
I wanted to do that Ramban that he asked from some of the Ramban and Kudos just to show you that you're wrong. Okay. The Guba Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha, according to Ramban, that there's no din de Ramban, no Pazik. So why are we out there to listen to the Ramban?
Famous Ramban. There's a shaila tshuva in the note of Yehuda that says that a suma is chayiv in the rabbanans even though he's potter from Los Sasser and presumably from all the psukim in the sheet that holds he's potter from all amitzus even Los Sasser is so lachora okay. There's definitely some sort of predicate for there's okay. There's like a sex so, like a svara.
I know? Think that it's a svara.
He's not.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, shikayach. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Hey.